So we all have days when we're just not feeling it. Our energy might be low. We can't work up the motivation really to do anything all that productive. Maybe life even seems a little futile, like nothing is going to make any difference anyway, so why bother? But we also probably all have days when we can't wait for the day to get started, when we're full of energy and excited about getting out of bed in the morning, when we enjoy life and look forward to experiencing new things and people and places. And these are the times when we perhaps feel truly alive, when the day ahead is full of possibility and opportunity, when life feels abundant. And I'm wondering, when we have that blah, low energy day, how do we find the abundant feeling? How do we find our motivation and increase our energy? Can we change our attitude on those blah days? I think we can. I think it's possible to change our attitude when we're down on ourselves, to nurture the energy and passion that motivates us. And now I'm not talking about someone who's clinically depressed or when there might be medical reasons for low energy. In those cases, of course, we want to see a doctor. But what about the times when it just feels like we're in a rut? Or when the world feels like a little bit too much? How do we get back our motivation, our joy for living? Well, the Gospel of John tells us that Jesus is our source of abundant life. Jesus is the source of our joy. In today's reading, we're given a new metaphor for that relationship we have with Jesus. It says that he is the vine, and those that choose to follow him are the branches. And just as the vine provides nourishment for its branches, Jesus is the source of love that nurtures us and allows us to grow and lead an abundant life. When we are down and struggling, we can draw strength and energy and inspiration from the love that we know in Christ. And I think we find and connect to that love by looking within. After all, the first epistle of John says that God dwells within us as love. And Jesus, who we know to be revealed as the incarnation of God's love, talks about living within us and us living within him. If we want to experience the joy of life, we need to look into our own hearts and tap into that inexhaustible fountain of love that we find there. And of course, meditation and prayer can help us do that. But I think there's other things as well that can help us find our inspiration and a joy for living. And I went searching for some ideas, see what the wisdom of the internet had to tell us. And I found a lot of good articles that mostly offered similar suggestions. One article offered what they called 8 ways to get psyched up again about life. And I think they actually go well with what our scriptures are telling us. Their suggestions were, first, to figure out what's actually causing the lack of motivation. And for me, that seems to be that need to look within. Asking ourselves, is there something keeping us from connecting to the source of joy and love that is God? Maybe I'm feeling down about something or fearful about something. Getting to the root cause of those kinds of blockages and being able to name them can help us figure out what to do to get around them. And the second suggestion is to find one joyful thing you can do each day. Even doing one simple thing that can make us smile and feel good for just a few minutes can begin to change the whole day. And then we might give God thanks for that moment of joy. I think joy and gratitude go together. And when we're experiencing joy and gratitude, we're beginning to feel that abundant life. 3, Get outside and connect with nature. Staying indoors all day, sitting in front of the computer or television, can become a routine that demotivates us. And so one way to connect with God is by connecting with God's good creation. 4, try a new hobby. Try a new experience, especially something that's creative. It can help us chase away the doldrums and offer new perspectives on life. 5, recall a person or activity that inspired you in the past. Our attitudes are influenced by past experiences. Connecting to what has inspired us in the past can motivate us for the future. Knowing that God has blessed us in the past reminds us and assures us that God is going to continue to bless us in the future. 6, pay it forward. Doing something nice or supportive for someone else is also good for us. It can help give us a sense of purpose. And the first epistle of John says that we must love one another as God loves us. It seems to be like kind of, if you've ever used one of the old water pumps, it's kind of like priming the pump. We can connect to the love inside us through doing something loving for someone else. It helps get the love flowing. And 7, show yourself some grace. Guilt and shame won't help us change our attitude. They'll just quicken the downward spiral. So instead, be patient and compassionate with yourself. Forgive yourself. Love yourself as God loves you. And 8, ask for help if you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out, to God, to friends, to a therapist if needed. We're here to support each other, so let someone support and love you. And one thing I notice about all of these suggestions for reconnecting to our motivation and our inspiration, a lot of them are about getting outside of ourselves. I think when we get lost and down on life, I think it's often because we've become too internally focused. And love is intrinsically relational. It is all about getting outside of ourselves. And we tap into the love within that is the source of abundant life by loving others. Jesus tells us that when we live in Him and He lives in us, when God's love flows through us into the world, we'll receive what we need to receive. We'll have and experience the fruitful and abundant life, enjoying life, connecting with each other in meaningful relationship. In the words of the first epistle of John, God's love is perfected in Jesus. We see what love really is in the life and in the teachings of Jesus. And this is love with no fear, totally committed to helping those in need, healing and caring for the world. These are the fruits of love, is helping each other. And this is the relationship that we are meant to have with God and with each other. When love flows from the vine to the branches, we bear the fruit of that vine, the fruit of God's love in our lives. Not only do we find abundant life, but we help bring it to the world. And when we live in that love, it becomes perfected in us as well. And that doesn't mean we become perfect people, never doing anything wrong. But if God's love never gets past our lips or our fingertips, then it's stunted. It's thwarted by our own inaction. But if we let the love of God that fills us move from within to the outer world in all of our speech and in our actions, It's perfected because it's filling its purpose. And we begin to fill our purpose as loving beings. We begin to blossom and bear the fruit of the vine, the compassion and the joy, the peace, the healing, and the wholeness that God desires for us. We need God's love to lead an abundant life, but God also needs us to carry that love into the world. You might remember several weeks ago, we read the poem from Teresa of Avila, in which she reminds us that we are God's feet and we are God's hands in this world. Without the branches, the vine doesn't do much. And without the vine, the branches wither and die. We need God, and God needs us. Together, the vine and the branches bear fruit, abundant fruit. As the epistle says, no one has ever seen God. Yet we know God through the love that dwells in us. And as we let that love move through and out of us, others will come to know God's love as well, come to know that that love flows through them also. And kind of in the closing to my message, I want to try something a little bit different before we ask for reflections. I'm going to try a little imagination exercise, visualization, whatever you want to call it. So I invite you to sit comfortably. Put your feet on the floor. Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. And just take a deep breath. And exhale. Another breath in. Let it out. I invite you to imagine a vine, a healthy, green, lush vine, strong. And see how that vine connects to you and connects to everyone else in this room and in the world, all living things. That vine is Jesus, is God, Spirit. And so we know that through the vine flows unconditional and radical love. And as you breathe in, feel that love entering your body. And as you breathe out, feel that love going into the world. Love comes in and love flows out. You might check to see whether that love is flowing freely. Maybe there's something in our lives today that's getting in the way. Fear of something, anger. If you're experiencing that, try to just set it aside for this moment. Make way for that love to flow. Continue to feel the love as you breathe in. Feel it going into the world as you breathe out. And as that love flows from your heart and into the world, see it becoming what we call the fruits of love. see yourself helping someone in need, feeding someone who's hungry, visiting someone who's sick? And as that love continues to flow, see that it flows back into the vine as well. And through the vine to all living things. I invite us, with the love still flowing freely, to kind of come back to this sacred space of worship that we're in. Open your eyes when you're ready.